Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I wanted to start this off by saying I'm not anti or pro-vax. I'm pro-choice. With that being said, the issue at hand is information is being withheld from players in order for a player to be swayed in a direction he may not be comfortable with. When dealing with a player's health and safety, there should be complete transparency regarding information that is vital in the decision-making process. Without having all the proper information, a player can feel misguided and unsure about a very personal choice. It makes a player feel unprotected and gives concerns about future topics regarding health and our ability to make educated decisions. With regard to our overall safety, we have to know we are armed with full knowledge and understanding that those who are in a position to help us will always do that based on our individual situation. Some people may think that I'm being selfish in making this a me thing. It is all about the young players who don't have a voice and are reaching out to me every day because they're being told if they don't get vaxxed, they'll be cut. Agents are being told by teams if they have unvaccinated guys, they will not be given opportunities as of now to be seen in workouts. So once unvaxxed players get cut, they're losing a dream they have worked their whole lives for over a vaccine that has proven to not keep people from contracting COVID, as we've seen. Every doctor I've gone to with questions begins every sentence with, "from what we know now," which tells me we don't know enough. The NFLPA is working to have vaccinated players tested more frequently than what the NFL initially stated. A lot of players got the vaccination with the idea that these rules were already set in stone, and they're not. It is common sense that if a vaxxed or unvaxxed player is tested less frequently, the likelihood of a player being pulled for COVID drops dramatically. In regard to player safety, I will conclude by saying we all want to be safe. For so many players around the NFL, safety does not solely mean avoiding the COVID virus. Our health is the now and years beyond, which we are trying to protect with our personal choice, while doing all the things we did in our protocol during a very successful 2020 NFL season. That's kind of where the issue has been for me this whole time, and that's how I want to, you know, end it right there. I would just ask you guys now if you could just ask me questions relating to football so we could put this to the side and all of us can get to football, if that's okay with you guys. Appreciate it. Anybody have any questions?
So tell us about Emmanuel Sanders and how he's going to fit in. Pretty similar skill set to you in the slot, including outside guys. It looks like you can do it all. So.
Yes, sir. I played 2 years with Emmanuel at SMU, and there he was actually only a slot guy. His last year there, he asked June to move him to outside to get some film, but that's really where he kind of reigned supreme, was in the slot. Separation guy, you know, anytime you can get away from DBs, you're going to be pretty good at wideout. So. He brings a lot of juice and energy to this team, and I'm excited to get to play with him once again. And, you know, it'd be the coolest thing ever if we could kind of put this thing together and get a Super Bowl together. I think it was the first bowl game we won in 25 years at SMU, and we did that together. So it'd be really awesome to kind of add something to that in the NFL.
Cole, how are you feeling? Obviously, you battled through things in the playoffs. Where do you stand now health-wise and any lingering things as you head to camp?
I feel great. You know, there's, as players and, you know, especially ones that have been in the league as long as I have at this point, you know, there's always going to be, you know, things that you've dealt with in the past and that are going to linger a little bit. But really, I feel awesome, to be honest. And, you know, today was kind of that first test for me. I didn't really do much in OTAs. I ran routes on air, but, you know, running routes on air is a lot different than when a guy's in front of you. So it really just felt good to be back out there with everybody and you know, be out there with my teammates.
What will it be about this team that'll help it deal with expectations, because they're as high as they've been around here in decades?
Well, in our opinion, in the locker room, we haven't done anything because no one cares who came in second, third, or fourth. So, I mean, it's the same goal as it was every year that I've been here. You know, the job is not done until you win a Super Bowl. So there's nothing to be complacent about. There's nothing to be I mean, no one wants to just be close to being the best, you know what I mean? So, we're going back to work, and, you know, guys are hungry. We at least sniffed it. For me, getting that close, I was upset we lost, but that was the closest I had ever even been to getting to a Super Bowl in my whole career. And really, it made me hungry, man. It was an awesome experience. It was an experience that we needed, and I felt like a lot of us weren't ready for that situation, including myself, just because it's a different stage, man. And they were, and it proved in that game. But now there are no excuses, and we have that experience. So we got to put the things together, and it's not going to be easy. You got to take it one day at a time. It's a new year for every team. So just because you got there last year doesn't mean you're going to get there this year.
So you made the 5-minute statement. We're going to report it. It's going to be widely reported. Do you plan on further discussing and engaging on social media?
Not about the vaccination, no.
Josh Allen did put up MVP type numbers, obviously, last year. I mean, what does he do for an encore? Do you think, what do you see in Josh, and what is your confidence that Josh is going to be at least as good as last year?
Josh was still improving every game, in my opinion, last year. And he's still a young player. You guys probably know better than I do how many games he's probably started in his career. It's really not that many. And for a guy to, you know, kind of explode like he did last year at such a young age is like, it's like, how good can he really be, man? It's kind of crazy to think about. But knowing him, I know he's going to put in that work every day, and the sky's the limit for him. And I'm just, you know, I'm pumped that I get to be here and be a part of it, because he can throw it anywhere on the field, and anytime you got a guy like that, and it's just, you know, it's on me just to get open for him. He's going to get it there.
Cole, if I could, obviously your statement, the specifics, I'll let them speak for themselves, but what has the reaction been like, the interaction with your teammates on the issue? How much of a distraction has the whole thing been for you, and are you concerned it'll be a distraction moving forward?
I know me and Jerry had a conversation on social media, which, yeah, a lot of people don't think that's the best way to do things. But look, me and Jerry are brothers. When we had a conversation on the phone immediately after, we talked it through, and we weren't mad at each other. You know, we were just talking to each other. A lot of things can be taken out of context and in the wrong way in social media, because people are going to do what they do with it. You know what I mean? But, you know, Jerry's one of the guys that I'll run through a wall for. You know, brothers have debates. Not everybody agrees on everything. You know, I don't understand why we don't understand that, but that doesn't mean you don't like somebody or you have to hate them or whatever the narrative that we create in society. But I love all my teammates, man, no matter what they want to do or anything. You know, like I said, I'm pro-choice. Whatever they choose to do, that's cool with me. You know, as long as you come out here and you know, do what you got to do to help us, you know, be great, then I'm cool, you know. And as long as you shoot me straight and tell me what you're thinking, and I'm good. And that's what he does. So, and it's pretty much like that with everybody in the locker room. So, you know, a lot of that stuff is just kind of noise, you know what I mean? In there, it's a brotherhood, and we'll fight each day for each other.
I'm just curious, as a point of clarification in the statement, what information you feel like you weren't getting, or some players felt like they weren't getting?
Well, like, like I said what I said. I mean, that's kind of where I want to leave it. I don't want to get into a lot of details. There's just some things that maybe we were led to believe that it was going to be this way, and that's not really the case when it's ever evolving. And a decision was based on these rules that we thought were going to be in place, and they were made to seem that way, and that's pretty much it. But other than that, that's all I'm saying about it, and that's all.
Anybody else?
Real quick, I'm sorry. I know he's not your direct position coach, or hasn't been, but now that Ken Dorsey's the passing game coordinator, he's added that title call. Can you just give us a little insight on what he's been able to do to elevate that part of this offense?
Yeah, anytime you have a coach that has actually played the position he's coaching, it helps tremendously because he understands a lot of things that you feel as a player more so than how it seems on paper. Not to say that just because you haven't played, you don't know anything, but it just adds another dynamic that you may miss out on. I've had different coaches who have played, who have not played. I've had good ones that haven't played. I've had, you know, good ones that have played, but you know, for me, Chad Hall has been huge for me for how he manages the ebb and flows of the games, the ups and downs of it, because he understands how players react to those certain things. Like if you have a bad play, he knows exactly how to react for us, and that helps push you through a game. You know, there's going to be those down things that you do in a game, or those bad plays or whatever, but I'm sure Dorsey does the same thing for Josh and them, but you know, just having that experience helps so much with how you approach a player during those times, and that can be the difference between a player either shutting down during the game or recovering and rebounding and going to play his butt off after a bad play.
Had a chance to talk to Bo Levi.
he talked about you and Emmanuel. And how you guys both played quarterback in high school.
Right.
And how helpful that was to him at SMU. How have you, and maybe even Emmanuel, I don't know if you can speak on him, but how have you guys used that in your NFL careers, being quarterbacks, even though it was a while back?
I can't speak for Emmanuel because he's played a lot of outside in the league, and I don't get too many opportunities for that. But for me, it's just a basic understanding of coverages. And then once you get that, and you understand how they work, you understand how each position plays it and what their responsibilities are. So then you can learn how to use their responsibilities against them to get open. So it goes a lot, for me, it goes a lot deeper than a lot of people think into. If I don't know what coverage you're in, it'll be hard for me to play as well as, you know, I do. If I don't know what coverage they're in, I'm not going to play as well. And I've gotten really good at diagnosing it and narrowing it down to one or two coverages before the snap, and then once the snap happens, usually I immediately know right now what it is, and then I react off that. So that allows me to play fast, not only running routes, but then after I catch the ball, I know where they should be coming from, so then it helps me for after the catch as well. So there's, I mean, when I'm in the slot, there's a lot that goes into it as far as that goes.
What changes with John Brown not in the offense this year and Emmanuel in the offense this year?
You know, it's hard to say because, you know, John was unhealthy last year, and when you saw what he could do when he was healthy, and John Brown's an animal, man. He's one of the best receivers I've seen about making every route look the same. The only other one that I would compare him to isn't even a receiver, is Jason Witten, because he was so technical. And literally, he married up all his stems and the top of his routes to make them all look exactly the same. And when you can do that, it's almost impossible to cover you, you know. But John struggled through a lot of injuries last year, so we didn't really have that John Brown. Like I said earlier, Emmanuel brings that, just some quickness and explosiveness, and he has the deep ball as well as John Brown did. So I don't know, you know. It's hard to say right now. You know, we'll see as we go and how his role evolves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.